You are listening to Leah Lure. Make sure that you are seated in a comfortable position with your headphones on for the best effects. As always, avoid driving and or operating heavy machinery while listening to the sound of my voice.
So if you would, close your eyes and get as comfortable as you possibly can. Take a nice deep breath in, and as you let it out, notice that you can stretch your fingers and your toes just a little bit, letting them wiggle, and then maybe shaking your hands just a bit and letting them go loose and limp. With every single breath in, your unconscious mind can allow you to come closer and closer to being awake, to being conscious. And with every breath out, you can find yourself going down more deeply than you were with the breath before. As your unconscious mind does that, brings you up and then down over and over and over again with every single breath cycle, you can find yourself doing that until I bring you all the way back out. But your unconscious mind really doesn't have to do much. It just has to pay attention and to follow the instructions. Your conscious self, however, can drift away. Your conscious self can think about other things. Your conscious self can do almost whatever it pleases, as long as it doesn't interfere with what I'm asking your unconscious mind to make happen. So if I ask your unconscious mind to do a thing, notice that because we are people of agency, that you could, in fact, do whatever it is that you'd like to find yourself doing. But in this particular instance, I'm simply going to ask your unconscious mind to do its best to make a thing happen, to ask your conscious self to do its best to not interfere, and then to discover how you find yourself at the end of this particular session. So you can drop down deeper right now, because perhaps you've discovered that you just breathed out, and you can drop down deeper right now. In fact, it can get simpler and easier to drop down deeper into trance right now. There's nothing else that you need to do or to worry about. It might feel like you're zoning out or drifting away. You might feel heavy, and you might feel tingly, and you might find yourself just feeling like you're awake. But learning what it is that your state of trance feels like is really helpful and important for you in understanding whether or not you've been in trance. And when you figure out what it is that your brain and your mind do while you are deeply in trance, that can allow your unconscious self to simply notice how good it feels. When you learn what those things are, to let them enhance, to let them get stronger, to let them become more present and more observable for you. In the meantime, you can just get as comfortable as you can. Let yourself go as you drop down deeper and deeper into a lovely state of deep sleep right now. The more your unconscious mind doesn't have to think about anything, maybe the easier it gets. I wonder right now, though, as I continue to talk, if your unconscious self can allow your thoughts to simply get shoved out of your mind on that conscious level. Even though on that conscious level you're thinking of something, as I talk and as my words make sounds that your conscious mind picks up, perhaps every time I make a sound, your brain goes, oh, that's one of our thoughts we don't need, and just poof, makes it disappear, allowing that to happen again and again as I keep talking, again and again, more and more. And at some point in time, you might discover that with every single thought that you find yourself releasing, letting go of, having disappeared, that you enter that state of trance more deliberately and more firmly, and that that state of trance can be more and more fun for you to be in, because it makes it better to go deeply into trance by feeling better about that state of trance. The more deeply in trance you go, allow yourself to feel better. With every little bit down you go, you feel better. And every little bit better that you feel allows you to sink down more deeply and more easily than before. So your unconscious mind has a lot of different ways that I've just given you right there to let yourself drop down deeply into trance, for you to surrender as completely as you possibly can to that state, for you to simply allow that state of trance to happen within you, and for you to just go with it. Drop down deeper and deeper right now. Sometimes, when I think about all the things I need to do, the things that need to get done are themselves my inspiration, I guess you could call it, for making them happen. And my day tends to be fairly scheduled with many things. But sometimes I need to do something a little bit different. Sometimes I need to go somewhere else or do something different in order to find ideas that allow me to enhance my life or to make things easier in many different ways. Now, I totally understand that the ideas that I do are probably not going to work on a one-to-one basis for you, but I bet that your unconscious mind has the ability to understand the meaning behind the things that I say and to make them work for you. So I keep coming back to this idea of helping my future self out. I'm sort of fixated on it right now, and I really, really appreciate it. But I wasn't always that way. And the things that made me change the things that I did to make it easier for myself involved me struggling through doing things the hard way, the reactive way, for a long time. And then I decided that I was simply going to figure things out. I was going to take a day and figure things out for myself in terms of how can I make my life a lot easier as I go forward. Sometimes when I find myself in a state of frustration or in a state where I'm stopped, I need to think about what it is that I think that I have to do. And then I try to think about the opposite of those things. Not specifically the opposite, you still have to get a thing done, but I usually try to think about the way that I need to do a thing and then think about the opposite of it and think if that makes any sense. Sometimes I find myself needing to do a little bit more research into what's available for me because there are things that I didn't realize were available that could make my life a little bit easier or a little bit better. So right now, at this moment, I have a little business that involves me mailing things out on a near daily basis. There was a time in my life when I was very, very bad at mailing things out. And I think, as I look back now, it's because I was afraid. I was afraid of the cost to mail a thing. I was afraid of how it would exactly happen and work, where I might have to go or what I might have to do. Do I have all the pieces? Did I need to do anything else? What am I missing? How is this going to happen? And as a result, I often didn't mail things out for months and months and months. Having the need to send things out to people because I have this urge to do a good job made it easier for me to get some of the things done. So I started out by buying some stuff. And I started out by doing things in the way that I thought was best at the moment. And then, as I started to research the way other people did things, my brain realized that, in fact, there was an easier way, and maybe even a better way to do it. And sometimes that better way involved not me just thinking the opposite things, but kind of. Because if you think that you have to purchase everything in order to send out packages, or if you have to go to the post office to buy your postage, for example, you're limiting yourself to what the possibilities are that exist out there. I'm not saying that everybody needs to spend a week deep diving into the options for mailing things out, because that would probably be counterproductive for some of you. But your unconscious mind can realize that there are things that are suitable for your particular occupation or hobbies that work really well, as opposed to perhaps what it is that you're doing. And your unconscious mind can think about all the ways in which sometimes when you read through a lot of stuff that's available for you, whether you're doing it online or in books or magazines or newspapers or wherever, your brain realizes that you've hit upon ideas that you never had before. Maybe you find yourself talking to somebody else and they share with you what they do, which is completely and totally different from what you do. And maybe your brain is like, I don't know if that would work for me. But sometimes when you find yourself thinking about what you think will not work, your unconscious mind sometimes gets an idea about, but maybe this would, or maybe that other thing would. And your unconscious self can then allow you to brainstorm a little bit, to play things out, to figure things out, to adjust until you feel really comfortable with what it is that needs to come out of your brain and what it is that has come out of your brain. Our ability to be creative and to find inspiration sometimes can be found by allowing our unconscious mind to find that place in our brain where our creative wellspring is. Sometimes I think of that as a literal wellspring in the middle of a forest somewhere. You find this area that's just a little bit wet and it looks strange, and then maybe there's a big rock in a space and you're like, why is that rock there? And you move the rock aside and there's a bunch of leaves under there. But when you move the rock aside, the leaves got wetter. And then maybe when you moved the leaves aside, up from the ground came this little bubbling well of water. Sometimes I think that our creativity is like that. That all of our life we've been stifled by layers and layers and layers of things that other people have told us, that things that we believe that are not true, and maybe even by our own fears about how to do a thing best. So as you think about it, perhaps you can find your wellspring in your own mind. You can think about it and find it and discover if it's flowing freely, if it's clean and clear and healthy, or if there's a big rock or leaves on it or something else. Allow your brain to do what it can to clear those things away. Now, it's your mind, so if you want to fire a disintegrating laser at it, there's a rock there, you can do that. And it can, poof, make it go away. If you don't like the way that the water looks, you could filter it. But you want to make sure that you filter out stuff that you don't need and not stuff that you do. So allow your unconscious mind as you sink down deeper and deeper, as you find yourself paying attention and then, of course, not really paying attention to the things that I say. Because unconsciously you want to hold on to the words and consciously you can hold on to the voice so that it can push all the thoughts that are in your brain out of your brain so that you don't have to have any thoughts in your head at all. And there's something about not having any thoughts in your mind at all that can be delightful. There's something about not having to think about a thing that can be amazing. So drop down more and more deeply into trance right now while your unconscious mind thinks about all the ways that you can find places of creativity and or inspiration in your mind and clear them away so that your thoughts, your ideas flow freely so that you have inspiration and creativity available to you only as quickly as you can use it. This is, of course, why when people put in wells and pumps and taps, that we can have this on demand for us, right? But we still need to maintain it. We still need to make sure that there are no breaks in the lines, that there are no animals in the well, that our tap works exactly as it should, and if there's a filter on it, that it filters out the stuff that we don't want and not the stuff that we do. So your brain can figure out what that means to you in terms of what you do and what you'd like to do, what you've done before that hasn't worked, and maybe remembering things you've done before that have worked. Now, whether or not they're still going to work now, well, you'll have to figure that out. Because we do live in a world where a lot of things change quickly, but we also live in a world where a traditional way of doing something can be a really powerful way to get a thing done. So allow your unconscious mind to just drop, to let you sink down deeper and deeper, while your brain feels the delight and the happiness that comes from realizing that you are creative. That you can have lovely voices in your brain that tell you things like, you can do it, you'll get this, you understand it, you'll figure it out. That tell you, oh, it's easier than you thought. And when you do it a couple times, your brain goes, oh my God, it's so much easier than I thought. Or your brain says, yes, I have this, I understand it. Oh, it's simple and I can do it and it's easy for me to do that. So let your brain soak that message in there. Let your unconscious mind feel how very good it is for those messages to sink in and to feel better and better and better right now. How much more deeply in trance can you go? How much deeper can you drop down into trance, and how much better can you feel? I love the idea that you know how to drop deeply into trance. I love the idea that your unconscious mind is capable of taking you into that state that you're in pretty much twice a day, even though this time is definitely more responsive and more reactive. And that you can feel fantastic about how nice that is for your mind to accept. That you can sink down deeply into trance now, like you do when you are going to sleep, like you do when you are waking up. That your brain understands what that state feels like, and instead of passing through to consciousness or to sleep, you can find yourself in this happy, infinite space where your brain knows that being deeply in trance can feel better and better, can get easier and easier. Every single time you go into trance, you can go into trance more deeply than the time before. Every single time you go into trance, you can go better than the time before. Every single time you go into trance, you can go easier than the time before. And if you find yourself responsive, you can know that next time you hear me say the phrase deep sleep, as long as it's safe and appropriate, your unconscious mind can take you to the depth of trance you're in right now, or even deeper, automatically. And that every time you do that, you can find yourself more responsive. Every time you do that, you can think about how your unconscious mind is clearing out your creativity, your inspiration, where those things come from in your mind, and allowing those pathways between those two things and between your task to spark. To become more useful, to become better, to let yourself just drop down more deeply right now into trance, while your brain feels open, while your brain feels open to allowing you to accept the positive in, to reject the negative, to find your own interesting ways of making things happen, or for you to adopt traditional ways and to discover that they are more useful for you, or maybe that there's some melding of the two. Tradition and new technology that inspire you and allow you to feel creative and like you have a purpose, a drive, an urge to do something as you go forward. So allow your unconscious mind to hold on to these suggestions. Allow it all to feel so much better for you. And the more you find yourself doing these things and grabbing that inspiration and that creativity as and when and how you need it, and allowing it to affect you and what you do and the way your unconscious mind operates for your future self and for your now self. Hold on to what that's like, how much you enjoy it, and how much good you can get out of that. And then on the count of 10, find yourself coming up all the way, wide awake, feeling so good. 0, -5, -10, -20. And just hang out there for a moment, won't you? Feeling what that's like to be deeper in trance than you were just a moment ago. And then easily and slowly find yourself drifting back up. -5, -4, -3, -2, -1, 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wide awake.
Thank you for listening.